This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan from Fun Kids. Now, as part of a brand new series of books, which are bringing classic stories to life, Rob Hunter has written, illustrated and designed a brand new picture book of The Jungle Book. Originally, that's by Rudyard Kipling. And Rob is with me in the Fun Kids studio. Hello, Rob.
Hi, how you doing?
Now, what was the very first thing that you drew when you sat down with the book?
Oh, well, usually my process is to do the entire book, but very roughly. Very small, just to try and get a broad overview of how I'm going to do it, because if I focus too much on one element at the beginning, then that might not actually make it into the book and I'll have wasted a lot of time just focusing on drawing like one of the tigers or something like that. So I tend to try and plan it out as much as possible, so it starts off very loose and then gradually I'll tighten up as I go along.
So did you start, as you meant to, you know, drawing on page one, or did you try and sketch down maybe one of the more famous characters, Baloo, Bagheera, first off?
When I was approached to do it, I had to do a test image, which wasn't actually in the book, but just to get a general feeling of what it would look like if I were to illustrate it. And that was really a mix of all the characters. So it was a classic thing where people want to see how you do everything in one image. So it was Bagheera and Baloo and Mowgli. And I think the monkeys as well, all doing something in one page, just so that we could see what it would look like if I did it. But then when I did the actual book and it was all planned out, I am quite methodical and I will do page one and page two and just do it all in order.
Now, there's obviously loads of famous characters in this. It's a book which has been retold so many times. Loads of films, obviously one just a few months ago. How did you go about making these really famous animals a Rob Hunter creation?
Oh, with great difficulty. That was definitely one of the most daunting parts of the project, because I'm a massive fan of the Disney cartoon and was when I was a kid. It was my favourite of the Disney films, so in my mind when someone says Baloo I just imagine that, and it's so hard to just think outside of something you know and love yourself. But I thought it would be interesting to try and adapt them so that they looked a little bit more like the actual animals, because in the Disney ones they're very stylized, especially Baloo. And so it was kind of just looking at references of the real animals and getting a nice blend between like my drawings and real anatomy of animals.
You've obviously rewritten the words as well as the drawings. How have you made the actual story different from Kipling's famous one?
It's actually, I think, the opposite. I've kind of made it a little bit more like his story, because I think people's general idea of the Jungle Book is the Disney one. And so when I started the project, I obviously read Rudyard Kipling's book and I was amazed at how different it was. And there were lots of really exciting elements in the book which weren't in the films. So I actually brought some of those elements back from the original text for the picture book. One example is there's a scene where Mowgli traps Shere Khan by basically cornering him with lots of cattle and making them all charge at him, which isn't in the Disney film, but it's a huge part of the original text. So I thought it'd be great to bring that back in for like a younger audience, and so that they know kind of the original story a little bit more than my generation did.
So talk to me about all the different animals that we've got in the book. So there's the famous ones. What about other creatures from the jungle? Can we see any of those?
The elephants are actually in the book as characters, but if you look closely on one of the pages, there's one in the background. The monkeys are obviously in it heavily. Kaa the snake. There is the kite, which is a character from the original text, which features in it and delivers the messages. And in the new film, you can see the kite has been brought back into that story as well.
Rob, where can we find out more about the new book?
It's in most bookshops. It's in Waterstones, in Foyles. It's on the Quattro website. You can find out more about it. And also, I did a talk about my process, so you can see visual examples of what I've just been talking about on itsnicethat.com, where I did a talk about how I made the whole book.
And also, if you want to see some of these pictures, I mean, it's full of orange. There's a lot of orange going on.
Yeah, that's right.
Get to robertfrankhunter.com. Loads of pictures on there. It's seriously amazing. You need to check it out. Rob, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.